Allowing government agencies to read your emails without even a warrant issued by a judge. That's right, an incredible intrusion into your personal freedom. Now, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, the leading Democrat sponsoring this bill, now he denies supporting his own bill. What happened? Did the senator miss the part about the feds trampling on Americans' personal privacy rights? This is the goofiest story I ever heard. Anyway, we've got Catherine Mangu-Ward, managing editor for Reason Magazine. You know, Catherine, I mean, this is really something. Not a search, don't need a search warrant. Don't need a search warrant signed by a judge to go into to your emails. In fact, you don't even need probable cause, according to this thing. All you need is a subpoena. A subpoena. Now, that would be, if this thing ever passed, an incredible violation of rights. And what do you and the folks at Reason think about this? And have you talked to Leahy about this?
You know, if the whole thing weren't such a horrible mess, it would be sort of funny, right? We've got this guy who can't even be bothered to read a bill, and he wants to read, apparently, all of our emails for the rest of time without a warrant. But, you know, the fact is that the reason this bill is being amended, fiddled with, messed around with right now is because there was supposed to be a vote on it in September, and Leahy got some pushback from the Justice Department, from the Sheriff's Association, and they said, hey, we're a little worried that this bill might make it harder for us to read people's emails without them knowing about it.
Why would that be harder, Catherine? So, explain to me just what, because just let me understand. As far as the federal, let me just read some of the federal agencies, okay? Mm. The Federal Reserve, the SEC, the Federal Trade Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, just to name a few. Now, all they have to do, you correct me if I'm wrong, but all they have to do is declare an emergency and get a subpoena, and they can go right in and read your emails. Now, tell me why, in that light, the local police authorities don't like this.
This is the version they like. What they didn't like was a previous version, which went more in line with Leahy's previous position, which was to require a warrant for that kind of thing, to say, you know what, we don't think that it's an emergency for OSHA to look into somebody's Google Docs without a warrant. This version, the version that's caused controversy today, is the amended version, the version that came out after the pushback. So this is what those guys want.
So they pushed him into this, but he doesn't want to fess up to this, does he? He's running for the hills, this guy. And I want to ask you, Catherine, what's going to happen to this thing? Because, you know, in Washington, a lot of these bills come up, then they get pushed back, and then they come right back around another time. And we got to guard against this. What are you going to do? You're going down there? What are you going to do to stop this thing from coming back? How do you put a stake through it?
Well, there's absolutely no way to put a stake through any bill ever, I'm sorry to tell you. Mm-hmm. There is no way to truly kill a bill. I do think this whole thing has been so embarrassing for Leahy that he will hopefully keep an eye, a little bit of a closer eye, on the bills that are going out under his name in the future. And the fact is, his record on this stuff is okay. He does think there should be warrants for these kind of searches. There are just a lot of other powerful interests who would rather that there not be.
I mean, if this thing went through, what would it mean? Serious question. What would it mean for personal, individual freedom? Yours, mine, anybody's. The Federal Reserve, they don't, you know, I criticize the Fed regularly, and they could just declare an emergency, I don't know, a Kudlow emergency, and they'll just tap into all my emails. I don't know what they expect to find, but they could just tap into it. What's this mean to personal liberty?
It would be a huge blow for personal liberty. I mean, I don't mean to overstate the case, but the fact is that this is essentially giving, I think it's 22 government agencies, the Federal Maritime Commission, for crying out loud, right, giving them permission to just say, hey, I'm going to look in the direct messages you send on Twitter. It's not just email. This is the kind of thing where the details of the law can wind up 20 years down the line. Remember, what this law is doing is amending, right, a bunch of laws from the 80s governing tech privacy.
I got you.
So Catherine, it can be around forever.
All right. Catherine Mangu-Ward, thank you very much. You're on the right trail. We appreciate you coming on the show.